this morning, that we may catch a brief glimpse of Him in our hearts. We need to hear from You today, Father. Some are here who are looking for some answers. Perhaps they're even at the very point of desperation. I pray that You will meet them where they are. Others, maybe couples who are struggling in their marriage, they're even considering breaking it off. God, may You speak to them, and may they see themselves as they are and the need, the work that needs to be done in each heart. Father, there are older people here today who are thinking more and more about death and looking for some answers, some comfort, some encouragement. May You minister to them. There are some young people here today who are being severely tempted by the pressures of their peer group, by the lust of this world. I pray that You will speak to them, young adults, young married people. Lord, may You speak to all of us where we are. We do pray for the country of South Africa this morning. We thank You for Jack's ministry. We pray that You will continue that legacy that he began through Pedro, through Steve, through others who are ministering there. May the work flourish. May the Lord Jesus be praised in that country. And we pray for all of the children of the world today. When we recognize that over one third of our world is under the age of 15, and many of them have never heard about Jesus, may they hear. May there be those who will be sent to every tribe, kindred, tongue, people, and nation in order to make the gospel known. Speak to us now in these moments, we pray, as we wait upon You, and do pray for Scott and Carol Ann, little Allie Ruth. Lord, may You yet touch her body, her heart, cause it to function. Bring about a miracle, comfort that couple, their family, their church. Speak to us now through Your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text today is Isaiah chapter 6. You may say, well, what does this have to do with Christmas? Well, hopefully you'll see in a moment. We are celebrating or commemorating this weekend Pearl Harbor. Those of you who were old enough to remember 1941 will probably remember exactly where you were on that Sunday afternoon when the word finally reached the mainland that Pearl Harbor had been bombed by the Japanese. You remember what you were doing. Perhaps you remember how you heard it. It was vividly, indelibly imprinted in your mind. And Pearl Harbor set in motion a chain of events that ultimately touched and altered the courses of all of our lives. So 1941 is a year that we will remember in our own experience as well as in history. 1963 was that kind of a year for me. We'd only been married a little over a year. That's dramatic enough. As someone said, the reality after a year begins to set in. Marriage begins when she sinks into his arms and ends up with her arms in the sink. Reality. Somebody else has said, holy wedlock becomes an unholy deadlock after a year of marriage. Wasn't quite that bad for us, but it was a traumatic time. Less than a year after we were married, my mother died after a long bout with cancer. That certainly affected my life.